Get on board.
Hey, Jerry, sorry we got disconnected. You were just telling me you were going to be fishing?
That's right. I'm going to be fishing. I'm going to be hunting.
What do you like to hunt?
It don't matter. Hunt deer and hunt birds, quail. I like to kill quail.
Yeah, I think I would like. I'd like to go hunting for some quail. I think that would be my thing.
I got about 300 acres of land over there, and we keep it busy with green fields and places for the animals to feed.
Yeah.
And got a river runs through it, so I can go fishing. It takes me about 5 minutes to get to the river.
No kidding. That's pretty good. It's so bad. I'm from right outside of D.C. in the Maryland area. They took out all the forests and the land and the farms and everything like that and just built houses everywhere because it's so overcrowded. There's just no room. So all the deer are, they're starving to death like you wouldn't believe. But so to put them out of their misery, they hire hunters to just sit up in treaties in neighborhoods and just shoot them all winter long. The hunters hate it because it's not hunting. It's really just no one else will do it. And that's it. Because there's so many deer and there's no forests left. This is right outside of D.C. You know, you get into Northwest Maryland and it's a beautiful country up there. But it's so sad because it's not hunting anymore and all the forests are gone and there's not really any good fishing either. I don't know if you guys have that snakehead fish in your rivers. Do you have that?
Oh yeah, we got all kinds of fish.
That snakehead fish.
This is a running river. The stream runs good all the time. Got a lot of shoals in it, you know, and got a lot of deep holes in it. And you go down there and catch bass or crappie or catfish or just about whatever you think of, bluegill, brim. We go down there and bait a hole out so they'll all come up there and feed off of the manner that's eating on that bait. You fly up there and 4 or 5 times and catch your best fish, go back home.
Are you too far? What's the gator situation?
We're too far north for gators.
Too far north, I was wondering. I was like, I know if you get a little south, you got a big problem down there, right?
Yeah, we had it a little warmer. We'd have a lot of them. We have problems with beaver, you know, damming small streams. But I've not really got but two like that on my place. I run the track hole down there and dip the dam out and turn the water loose.
Yeah.
I've been there all my life. I mean, I was born there and I'm still there.
Yeah.
And plan on staying there until they put me in the ground.
I hear that's right, you know. It's nice. How far away are you from Nashville?
From Nashville? Somewhere around 260, 70 miles.
You ever go up there?
I hardly ever.
Yeah.
I have been up there. It's been, when I got hurt in 96, I don't go much. I don't ride a whole lot. I can get out and rest myself in the woods and have a lot of fun fooling with my dogs and animals and all that kind of stuff. And we just, you know, I just don't travel much. My wife's not real good shape. Mm. We just don't travel a whole lot. I got one grandson that's in professional baseball. I go see him occasionally, but he's not but about 70 miles away. So.
Yeah, I hear you. Yeah, I drove across country not too long ago, and I didn't make it through Alabama, but I went through Tennessee, and it was just beautiful. I took the I-40 and went through Nashville and went into Memphis, and that was